that they said, no, we will preside over this so that we might eat all the fruit of the land, and that men will not prosper. You'll see something if you go and read that Isaiah chapter 59. He said, the Lord saw it and he was displeased. We'll read that in a moment. There are things that men do and God is displeased. And this is what we do. We execute judgment on his behalf. How do we do that? By making declarations. Jeremiah said to Sarai, I said, go and read all these things over Babylon. He said, when you finish reading, he said, tie it through to the bottom of the Euphrates. And say, thus will Babylon go down and shall not rise again. It's important. When God has spoken a word, we repeat what he has said, then we release his hands to do things on the earth. Therefore, open your Bible to that Psalm 10, verse 15. And declare, say, break the arm of the wicked, now you are praying. And the evildoer, seek out his wickedness, until thou dost find none. He said, the Lord is king forever and ever. Nations have perished from his hand, from his land. Speaking to declare, he says, Lord, everyone who will hold us in bondage, because of his own selfish interest, so that the whole nation will not go forward. Men who will hold states in bondage, because of their own selfish interest, that the whole state will not move forward. He said, Lord, break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. Seek out his wickedness until thou dost find none. Say, Lord, you are king forever and ever, and nations are perished from your land. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, uproot the hands of wickedness. The Bible says that why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? There are men who have imagined, listen, anything that will prevent the establishment of the righteousness of God in the nation is the imagination of wicked people. He said, why do the heathen rage and the people devise a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. They have said, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cause from us. He said, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. The Lord scoff at these people and break the power of wickedness in this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you an encouraging word. Listen to this. Please listen to this. So that you know we are serving the true God. You know, I said something before. Anytime I say it, sounds funny. I said every time, you know, people are always talking, Dubai, 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 UAE, UAE, Emirates, Emirates. I don't know how I look at it. I said, this place is desert. Desert thou art, to desert thou shalt return. Said, Pastor Mark, why do you say so? I said, because the Bible says, why did the heathen rage, the nations? Why are they imagining a vain thing? Why? Against who? He said, against the Lord and against his anointed. The church of Christ is God's anointed. Did you hear what I said? Yes, it is God's anointed. One man, before he married a 13-year-old girl, he first went to collect money from somewhere to establish a judicial system in Nigeria that we did not know before. Where did the money come from? We all know. When men settle down, gather, and use God's resources on the earth to fight the church of Christ. Listen. God looked at Paul and said, why are you kicking against the pricks? That is why this is my declaration. If the men continue sponsoring activities against the establishment of the gospel of God on this earth, go and tell the Arabs that this land people are bragging about, desert it was, to desert it shall return. Listen, it's a matter of fact. Buja Arab, the world's only 7-star hotel. I said, good enough they built it in the center of the sea. It has a good place to tumble into. He said, the vision of Sheikh Muqtab, whatever. Listen, that's human vision. God's judgment. He said, thus will Babylon go down and shall not rise again. Oh, hey, Muslims are plotting this. Anytime I hear it, I laugh. You know why I laugh? Because I hear I'm the echo of God's laughter in heaven. I don't know what I hear what I say. Yes. You say, the Muslims, they are trying to take over. I say, take over what? They have the money. It is not by money. It is God that changes seasons. Money does not change seasons. God changes seasons. He establishes kings. He removes kings. He wipes off nations. He said nations have perished from his land. The earth is the Lord's. They have perished from... Look,
somebody said, he said, Nigeria is in trouble because Muslims are doing what? Are doing what?
He said, why do the nations read? You know what I'm saying? Why are they imagining what? Imagining what? That is empty things. That is all the plans and the imaginations are what? They are empty. Why are they empty? Because they are conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. Let's declare again. Say, God, every man conspiring against your church, every man conspiring against the body of Christ in this nation, Lord, uproot them, destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a very simple prayer. Everyone who will conspire against the body of Christ in this nation, say, Lord, uproot them. He said, kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish out of the way. Say, Lord, everyone who will not kiss the son, we declare that they will perish out of the way. In the name of Jesus Christ. God has said to the church, he said, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as an inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as thy possession. Listen, let me tell you something. How many people know this man? What's his name? The pastor of the largest church in Europe. The Ukrainian man, Adelaja. Yes. Adelaja gave his life to Christ and got his scholarship. Scholarship was given by communists. What did I say? Who did I say? Communists. People preaching that there is no God. That was what took him to Ukraine. A communist scholarship. At the end of the day, he went to Ukraine and founded the largest church in Europe, having been trained by communist money. Strangers will build your walls. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, people say that in Muslims, they are building university. If they give you scholarship, take. Do you hear what I said? Are you afraid? If they give you scholarship to go to Islamic university, go and study physics. No, be physics. Go and study. The earth is the Lord. Use that oil money to study physics. It won't make you a Muslim. Believe me, it won't. Oh, I wish people would understand what I'm saying. People say, I know. If it is me. It's like during the Ileya festival. And they chop me too. I follow you, Gomos. We bow down together. Bring the meat. I boil it. Once I receive with thanksgiving, whatever you said upon it has been converted to blessing. I can prove it to you. He said, Balaam, God said it. Balaam came to curse you. I turned these curses to a blessing because I love you. That's what God has to do. Love. As long as I not follow you to mosque, bow down before anything together. Chain at the meat, nothing spoil. Bring them. Bring them. I will eat. I will eat and give thanks to God. I'm telling you, it's meat. It's food. F-U-D. Food. That's a joke. It's food. If your faith can carry, don't worry. Just bring it to me. My faith can carry. Look, all the usuya you buy, I think they do it on it before they cut the Allahu Akbar. Have you died? Have you become a Muslim? Okay, stop. From Christian, I say, Pastor, are you serious? I want usuya again. That's your problem. I can't make suya. Why should I make suya? God has given everybody a job. There are those who have the skill for making suya. You make it, I eat it. My job is to work. At you, communist educated Adelaja. He became the pastor of the largest church in Europe. Why? Because the earth is the Lord. So if you drink oil, say, okay, I'm going to make your children Muslims. Nothing spoiled. Once an adult, I'm not going to send children. May I be adult? Offer scholarship, I go take. I will go there. She won't force me to go to mosque. When I'm shouting, Allahu Akbar, I'll be mumbling under my breath. Jesus Christ is Lord. There's nothing you can do about it.
I'm not going to study Islamic studies. Say it is physics. It is engineering. No scholarship. That is what. Strangers will nurse your children. That's what it means. Don't be afraid. People are too afraid of things that Bible calls what? Vanity. Vain things. They say Islam is taking over the world. They can't. You know why? We read the summary in Revelation. He said, the angel blew and then I heard the kingdom of the world. You understand? If you read King James, I like King James, said the kingdoms of this world, they have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And it shall reign forever and ever. What am I saying? Don't be afraid. Did I hear an amen? Because indeed, Jesus is Lord. Did I hear that? Say it. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is indeed Lord. And he's reigning over all the earth. He said of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Let's declare it again. Every nation, every people that will gather against the Lord and against his anointed in Nigeria, we declare that they are uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare it. Declare it. Say any morning they gather against the church of God, against the Lord, will only be used to nurse his children. Main Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Because of time, please, I want us to just, let's not forget, I want us to pray. Look, praying correct prayer is very easy. A lot of people are confused about prayer. They think that you have to go and invent words. Oh, thou God, that somambulated and sagaculated against all his enemies. It's not just a God that kills all his enemies. It's a very simple word. You want to dig out, if you want to look for hard words to use, just carry a Bible ahead of time, underline the ones you want to use. And say, God, let me read some powerful words for you. You bring it up and you read it. Otherwise, just speak from the bottom of your heart and speak in sincerity. And the Lord will hear that. Are you getting my point? Therefore, let us pray in sincerity for our government. It's simple. Electoral reform is good. Are you an amen? Let me read it something quickly. Isaiah 59. We'll read that and then we're out of here. Now listen to this. Let me just rush through it. It was talking about wickedness. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, neither is ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Now these are the problems. Your hands are filled with blood, fingers filled with iniquity, lips spoken falsehood, tongues mutter wickedness. No one sues righteously and no one pleads honestly. They trust in confusion and speak lies. This is like Nigeria, isn't it? There's one particular former governor in this country, I will not mention his name. Somebody told me that if I heard it's the same man that gave one man $15 million, he said that the lawyers and the judges in this country, they hate him. You know why? Because the man has made a mess of the judiciary. They carry 500 million naira to bribe one man. Abba, you need those guys to be inside you to resist that temptation. No, just move case from here. Go here. Give the judge 500 mil. You know they call 500 million? You know what they call 500 million naira? I'll tell you. It's 1 million naira 500 times. Are you getting my point? So that judgment has become a joke. The Bible says that the bribe, it prevents the judge from seeing properly and reasoning correctly. The Lord was angry with that man because of the amount of temptation he considered himself to in the hands of those, that is before those who are supposed to be executing judgment. So what happened at the end of the day is that men began to sue. He said, no one sues righteously and no one pleads honestly. They trust in confusion and speak lies. Start adjourning. You know, that's what they call confusion. You want to arraign a man, cause workers to go on strike that day. It's called confusion. You know what happened recently? Supposed to put a man on trial. The day they brought him to court, judicial worker said that we're on strike. Bible calls it what? confusion. No, they used to settle business issues in Nigeria. One of the reasons why Zin keeps on having epileptic problem is because there was a confusion at the beginning that they have not yet solved, I think. People are trying to agree on something, just adjourning and adjourning cases. That's what the Bible calls trusting in confusion and speaking lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. He said, they hatch adder's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their egg dies, and from that which is crushed, a snake breaks forth. Let me just rush down. He said, therefore, verse 9, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light, but behold darkness. For brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope along the wall like blind men. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at midday as in the twilight. Among those who are vigorous, we are like dead men. All of us growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us. He said, for our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Now, I'm trying to jump now. He said, and verse 14 says, and justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar, for truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking. We register 1 million voters, but count 6.5 million votes. Truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. This is where I'm going. The Bible said, now the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight that there was no justice. I just want to end it there. The Lord saw, and it was displeasing. If you think God is happy about what goes on in the country, you are joking. He said, the Lord saw, and it was what? Displeasing in his sight. I want us to pray a prayer. Me, I have my issues. My primary issue with Nigeria is lawlessness and lack of justice. That's my primary issue. Lawlessness. Without law. Every man doing as it seems good in his eyes. That's my own primary issue. Lawlessness. But let's pray a prayer for our president, the current one. Simple. Say, Lord, this is my own prayer. I can add your own to it. Lord, give him wisdom. Give him strength to establish justice and order in this nation. I think it's very simple. Electoral reform is good. Amen? I just proved it to you that when people start registering 2 million voters and counting 6 million votes, the Lord will see it and it will be what? Displeased. So it is right, therefore, to pray for electoral reform. And doesn't need plenty English. Say, Lord, let there be reform in our electoral system. Let there be reform in our judicial system. Let it be that a policeman will be afraid to arrest a man who has done nothing because he will have to pay for it. It's simple. That's what the Bible calls justice. That's what the Bible calls truth. Therefore, let's pray for wisdom. Say, Lord, we have a new president. Say, Lord, you change the former one for a new one. And listen to this. Anytime God replaces a president, I don't mean to speak evil of the dead. I'm not saying anything. Like my wife used to say about the president who has died. That what did he do, sir? Every time I said, did he do anything bad? I said, no, the man didn't do anything bad. Everything he did was either good or nothing. He didn't used to do bad. But there are many things he did not do. And Sunday Bakari always warned. Any president in Nigeria, there are things he must do. And I believe the reason why his sickness overtook him so fast was because there were things he was supposed to do and he neglected to do. And if Jonathan wants to last, he had better do them. That's a matter of fact. That's why, listen, let me tell you, before you enter office, stop making agreement with people. When I reach there, I will do it like this. Because sometimes those agreements are against the things that God said you should do when you get there. So you go and sign an agreement that will end your tenure, end your life, just disgrace you anyhow. If God can't make you a leader, a president, forget it. You don't have to be. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. But when God removes a king, it is because he has neglected to do something. That's a matter of fact. So let's pray at this point. Let us pray for the current president. Say, Lord, let the purpose for which you have established him, let him have the strength to fulfill it. It's a very simple prayer. My own personal issue is with justice. Say, let justice come up again in this land. is a very simple prayer. Say, Lord, give him wisdom for electoral reform. If we want to do election, let us do election, not selection. You know, they tell me that they agree that the presidency will go to the north. I have no problem with the presidency going to the north. My problem is who agreed. I'll tell you those who agreed. Men who felt they have the power, but they don't have it. I cannot speak specifically at this point, but we can pray one prayer. Say, Lord, we have a new president. There's a reason you have brought him for such a time as this. We ask that that purpose will be established. Give him strength, surround him with the right people. All doers of iniquity that will gather so as to scuttle your plan that you have for him and for this nation. We ask that they be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, do it in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, do this in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, do this in the name of Jesus. Lord, establish us in liberty. Establish liberty in this nation. Freedom, justice, truth, fear of God. Uphold the law. Let order be our portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to give the Lord time. Because we are taking a lot of time. So let us close. Let's begin to give the Lord. Say, Father, we thank you for today. We'll continue next time. Say, Father, we thank you for today. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks because you are good. We give you thanks because you are our God. We give you thanks because you are our King. Lord, we thank you. It is well in the name of Jesus, we declare. Thank you. It is well with our souls. It is well with this nation. It is well with us. We declare in the name of Jesus. We give you the thanks. We give you thanks. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just give him thanks. The Lord is well with this nation. Let's declare. Say, in the name of Jesus. Let's declare. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare that is well with Nigeria. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare
that it's well with our president.
I declare that wisdom is his portion.
Courage is his portion.
Strength to do the will of God is his portion. Say, here, good luck, Jonathan. President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You will execute the will of God in the name of Jesus. Say, you will execute the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Execute the will of God in the name of Jesus.
As long as you walk in the will of God,
as long as you walk in the will of
your
God,
enemies will collapse before you.
Will die.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Say, peace is our portion. Law and order is our portion. You will help us inherit that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, prosperity is our portion.
Prosperity is our portion.
Truth is our portion. Uninterrupted power supply is our portion. Say, here, Mr. President.
This is the will of God.
And you will execute it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. You know, brother, you can imagine if you are president, you are not your own man. Are you getting what I'm saying? Can my people just gather like this? They are declaring what you will do. You can see you are not on your own at all. You are not on your own. But this is what we are doing as people of God. We will execute God's judgment, God's plan, God's desires upon this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks for today. It's been a beautiful day in your presence. I declare upon your people that surely your goodness and your mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. And they will dwell in your presence forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will bless them. You will keep them. You will show them mercy, favor. Your glory, Lord, will be upon them. Lord, as long as we continue to declare like this, you will give us our reward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare that long life is our portion.
Amen.
In this land, you said we will live in peace and in prosperity. Because we are praying for the good of that land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, peace and prosperity is your portion.
Amen.
The rest of this week.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you travel, you will be safe. As you return, you will be protected. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Doors that were closed to you before, I declare that they will be open in the name of Jesus. Where you had confusion, I declare clarity is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Progress is your portion. Light is your portion. Confusion is not your own. Failure is not your own. Premature death is not your own. Sickness is not your portion. But glory and triumph in Christ Jesus is what is yours. In the name of Jesus Christ.